Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It's highly unusual for authorities to announce in advance that they're going to do something like this. Yet that's exactly what President Trump did, and so far nothing's happened.
Exactly, because the real point was never about enforcement of the law or public safety. The president's supporters like it when he talks like a tough guy. The bread and butter of his stance is build the wall. On immigration, he wants to be seen as tough. What the administration and the president really wanted to do was sow fear in the immigrant community. They wanted people to know that we can come for you at any time that we choose.
Let's talk a little bit about how the East Bay responded to this. Libby Schaaf, Oakland's mayor, has been at the center of this controversy for months now. And somewhat ironically, she was taken to task by the White House for publicizing these raids that were going to be happening, when, in fact, the president himself has done that very same thing.
Exactly. You know, there's, with this administration, things happen for a reason. They choose to push things that other people want to stand against. And in the case of the mayor, she did what this community in the Bay Area does. We have a lot of community groups who support our immigrants living in our communities. They understand that our immigrants are part of the community fabric that make the Bay Area such a wonderful place to live in. I, for one, supported the mayor standing up to the president and saying, yes, these raids are happening, because if our leaders don't stand up for us, who will?
So they haven't materialized thus far. I mean, do you have a gut feeling about whether they will in a couple of days, or this was just this really was fear mongering?
I think it's all about, when it comes to this administration, obfuscation. I mean, it's about smoke and mirrors. But yes, I do feel that if not this week, you know, we have how much? A year and some months before a presidential election. So we will see more of this. I call it fear-mongering. And this is just the beginning. This is something we have to be prepared for.
Otis, who are some of the other leaders who have emerged in this pushback? Mayor Libby Schaaf, obviously some of the other Bay Area mayors. Some of the faith communities have stepped up as well.
Yes. In Contra Costa County is one of the leaders in the Bay Area. They started a hotline where anyone who sees any type of enforcement action can call, but it's also a hotline for people dealing with court cases and who need some sort of information, or just getting in touch with counsel before going to a hearing. I found that Contra Costa Helpline is more of like a meeting point for the community with any sort of questions. And as I was told by representatives of the hotline, this weekend especially was very busy with people calling in, because any sort of movement, any knock on a door, people were in fear that that was ICE coming for them.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.